hundreds of low-income uninsured patients receive their prescriptions for free from a pharmacy in Madison, the St. Vincent de Paul Charitable Pharmacy is the only one of its kind in Wisconsin. The pharmacy has filled thousands of prescriptions this year, partnering with the UW School of Pharmacy, whose students volunteer there.
But the pharmacy is at a crossroads as a replacement for Obamacare might be on the way. This could mean many more people coming to its doors who need medications to manage chronic conditions like asthma, high blood pressure, and diabetes.
Yolanda Tolson-Yvonne is managing pharmacist at the St. Vincent de Paul Charitable Pharmacy. Yolanda, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Kate.
Well, walk us through how someone would typically become a patient at this charitable pharmacy and get their meds filled for free.
Okay, first of all, we have a two-step process. The first step would be the financial screening. So we have people prove that they are uninsured and have an income at or below 200% of the federal poverty level. Once that we have a signed statement with that taking place, then they are eligible for 30 days of access to the medications that we have available in the pharmacy.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. And then after that, we ask that they provide proof of that. So they have 30 days to bring in the proof of that, that they're uninsured and that their income is at or below 200% of the federal poverty level. So for a single person, that would be about an income, a gross income of about $2,000. Once that proof has been determined, then we give them access to the pharmacy medications that we have available for 6 months.
Take us back to when the charitable pharmacy opened its doors. It's April 2013. And how have you seen the needs change over the past 4 years?
I would say that the needs have been steady. We did experience a significant drop in need for prescriptions after the Affordable Care Act. Our volume actually plummeted because people were able to get access to insurance that they needed, yes, so
yeah.
Greatly. However, we have seen a slight uptick, a steady uptick, actually, of people needing insurance. And now our numbers, unfortunately, are actually almost as high as they were back in 2014.
And with people, when they come in and they fill their prescriptions, they also get a little health check or some FaceTime with the pharmacist. There is some back and forth. What happens when the patient comes in to fill their medications?
Well, I think one of the things that we really try to do is really teach how to provide care with care. We consider ourselves safety net providers. We consider ourselves to be the option of last resort, but we hope to be the best of the last. And so what we're hoping to do is provide the patients that come to our space care with dignity. We do take their blood pressures. We do check in with them. And sometimes we may be talking to them about non-medication related issues, but really issues that still affect their health.
And so you're taking blood pressures, you're asking them, have they had changes in their life and
right.
in their health?
Exactly. How things have been going. It's not uncommon for us to hug our patients. It's really more relationship driven. And we see ourselves as advocates for the patients that we serve.
Have you had to turn people away?
There have been times that we have had to turn people away because we do really try to help the neediest of the needy, those that really don't have any other option. That's really our primary focus. But we certainly want to also be a resource for others. We can refer people to other resources if we're unable to help them.
We're talking right now with Yolanda Tolson-Yvonne, who is managing pharmacist at the St. Vincent de Paul Charitable Pharmacy that is based here in Madison. And it is a pharmacy that is charitable in the sense it helps people fill their prescriptions to manage many chronic conditions like asthma, high blood pressure, and diabetes, and get these prescriptions filled for free. Yolanda, we don't know what's going to happen to the Affordable Care Act, but based on the Senate's health care bill to repeal and replace Obamacare, can you give it any prediction on how this would impact the charitable pharmacy?
Well, I believe that our numbers will continue to rise, probably significantly. We have seen a great uptick even in the last couple of months. We typically fill about 50 prescriptions a day, and just this last week we've been filling about 75 each day. So people are becoming aware of us, and the needs remain. we are having more people come to us that have more expensive needs in terms of needing insulin and inhalers. And so the need for us to find, you know, wonderful volunteers and financial support is also on the rise.
How does the partnership work then with UW School of Pharmacy?
So we've been very honored to be working with the School of Pharmacy. What has ended up developing in the pharmacy is really something that's kind of evolved organically into a nurturing environment. We have pharmacy students and also students that are considering pharmacy as a career that come and work with us. But we're also blessed to have folks that have that are near retirement or are have retired in their chosen healthcare profession. So we have retired pharmacists, we have retired nurses, we have physicians, we have a whole host of dedicated and interested folks, both in the community and the school, which really create a wonderful team.
How did you get involved?
So I've always had a heart and a passion for helping those that are, you know, in need of help. And I think I work at the pharmacy school, too. And one of the things I interview pharmacy students, and that's one of the things that they often say, why did you choose pharmacy as a profession? And so the desire to help is something that's always, you know, I think that's common among a lot of people that are interested in pharmacy and in healthcare in general. So,
and if the St. Vincent de Paul Charitable Pharmacy didn't exist, where would these patients, where would these people go to get their medications?
Well, I think that we would probably see a rise in emergency room visits and looking to the emergency rooms for the primary care. What we're hoping to do is try to be coordinators of care as safety net health providers to really help not compete against anyone, but really take care of the people that are really being seen across all systems, coordinating their care so that it really helps reduce costs for everyone.
And the people who are filling their prescriptions, they have this prescription from a physician, so they've been to the doctor.
They have
primary care provider.
They do. Sometimes, yes. We have some free and charitable clinics in the city. We have Access Community Health Center, too, which is a federally qualified health center, too. And so it is, in spite of people having insurance or if they don't have insurance, the costs prevent people from filling prescriptions sometimes. So if they did not have a pharmacy with St. Vinny's, it would really be tragic.
Do we have any idea how many people out there are forgoing their physician-prescribed medications because they simply can't afford the cost?
Yes, the Kaiser Family Health estimated that about 20% of uninsured folks forego treatment because they just simply feel that they can't afford it.
And for the patients who come to your doors, have they talked at all about foregoing their prescriptions and not taking their meds?
Yes, rationing their meds or maybe taking care of their children and not taking care of themselves. It's really some difficult choices that they have to make.
So you see it as well?
Mm-hmm. We do.
And how is their health doing once they get on to your pharmacy and once they start with the charitable pharmacy? Do you see differences?
We do see differences because I think we're also developing relationships and really getting to know the patients, and we can kind of check in. When people are receiving episodic care, there really is no one really kind of making sure and keeping tabs on folks to make sure that they're doing okay. So I think we consider that we have a very important role.
As a pharmacist, what have you learned through this charitable pharmacy? What has it taught you?
One of the things that it's taught me is it's really actually reemphasized the whole saying that it takes a village. It really takes, there are a lot of unsung heroes. Myself and Cheryl, we are the two paid staff for this pharmacy, but the rest of the folks that work in our pharmacy are completely volunteers. So when you have people that are there because they desire to be rather than because they have to be, the energy is just very positive, and it really makes a difference for the patients.
And for the students, the UW School of Pharmacy students, and some are in internships there.
Yes, how long
is their stay or their stint with the charitable pharmacy?
So we have a summer scholar program when we have students here for 10 weeks with us, and they each work on developing a different project that will really help kind of lay a brick into the foundation of the pharmacy.
What have some of those projects been?
So currently the projects that we have that we're working on is one is a blood pressure tracking system where patients can actually track their blood pressure with an app. And we can kind of keep tabs on how they're doing and make recommendations. Another is working on therapeutic interchange, a collaborative practice with a provider to be able to switch patients that are on more expensive insulins to products that we can get through patient assistance programs. And the third is there is a new app that's going to be developed that's regarding what it's called HealthLink. And we will be working in partnership to kind of connect people with resources based upon their zip code.
What do you see, Yolanda, that the next step is for the St. Vincent de Paul Charitable Pharmacy? Where does it go from here?
Well, I think we need to continue to collaborate with partners throughout the city. The need continues, and we want to be a part of the solution.
Who might be some of those partners?
We are working with the Medic, the UW Medical School. They have a program called Medic, and they have medical students, pharmacy students, interdisciplinary teams working and seeing patients. So we're trying to develop a referral process with them. We are trying to expand some of the diabetes care that we provide beyond just medications, but to looking into nutrition and other aspects that pertain to health and wellness. And finally, we are also trying to teach the whole idea that health does not occur in a vacuum. So the social determinants of health, looking at shelter and all of those other things that impact a person's ability to be well. We want to consider that and teach students about that as well.
Well, Yolanda, thank you so much for taking the time and being with us here today.
Thank you so much. It's been an honor.
Yolanda Tolson-Yvonne is managing pharmacist at the St. Vincent de Paul Charitable Pharmacy here in Madison.
Coming up, we'll look at the latest version of the Republican Senate health care bill. Some changes, some things are the same. We'll find out what's going on. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network.